From Polycast, the official podcast of a Appleton Civilization site at appleton.net. Cut. Snippets of what did not make it into the final episode for episode 21.
Mackie says I sound much better now and you can hardly hear me typing. Is that true?
Try typing. See if he can hear you.
Type, 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 type.
Not that kind of typing.
No, I am typing. While I was saying that.
Oh.
Wow, Imran, are you using the new headset?
Yes.
You sound different.
It's the microphone.
See, I told him he sounded.
It was the microphone that made it, that made the typing sound loud. Ooh, we can really freak out Wooter. Just say I'm a guest host or whatever, and I'll say, "Hey, Wooter, how you doing?" That's your name, right?
And then he'll know it's you.
I have to edit my photo too. I've lost a lot of weight since that last one.
Well, if you update your photo on your profile, then I'll update your picture on the Polycast page.
Yay! Water, stop reading. You can't get ahead of me. I hate you. I stayed up until 6 last morning. Night. Yes.
And it's showers.
Maki's doing something. Oh, she's typing on her blog.
I'm not.
Does anyone sound, I don't know, different than, say, when you were on episode 14?
Well, let's have a roll call. Start with you, Dan. You sound about the same. Imran, we already know, sounds a little less tinny. I haven't heard Mackie say anything.
No, I should sound pretty much the same.
Yeah, she sounds pretty much the same.
I wasn't using a tin can and a wire like Imran.
I think Imran sounds quite different.
Yeah.
Sounds like a different person.
Yes, agreed.
Is it pronounced rye or ray? It's rye, isn't it?
Rye, yeah.
Like the bread?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like the bread.
Oh, yes, rye bread. It's very good.
I don't know the kind of bread. That name comes from a song, actually.
And I suppose you recommended Polycast to help with their problems, right?
I don't admit to anyone I do Polycast. Like,
you're like Wouter.
Like Wouter last year, our last Polycast.
Yeah.
But I don't tell my family about this. I'll just interject inappropriate comments here and there. You know, the usual.
Yeah, exactly.
What? Thought that he had a nice...
Who has a nice what now?
I have a nice wand. There you go.
Is that what you told...
Guys playing Civ... Oh, yeah.
I'll be silent, okay? I won't bother you.
Oh, whatever you want.
Rye will be our moral conscience. Yeah. Which probably means you will hang up long before the half hour is over.
Man, this means you can't say bad things about Rye, okay?
Try to obtain.
Pillage.
Try to obtain now. We have to be PC here, for once.
Who? Who said this?
For once. I heard that, Mackie, and... I can't, I hear all.
Damn, it's
Ah, see, you're looking at it from your Civ 4 tinted glasses.
Do those come with anti-glare? I hear that could be quite helpful.
I don't know, but they come in pre-settler.
I thought it was pre-settler.
Well, they haven't gotten that far down yet.
He just lost Rye there.
Oh, he must have had to go then.
Yep. Oh, well. He kept listening for this long. That's more than I can say for me.
It must have finally gotten to be too much for him.
I got to go.
All right, Rye.
So, bye-bye. Thank you for your
time. Have a good day. Bye.
Thankfully, we didn't scare you away before now.
Yeah, that conversation did, though, definitely.
Oh, you're going to be toast, are you, Mackie? Is that going to be on rye bread?
Oh!
I couldn't resist.
And I skipped Civ 3.
Well, that's okay.
A lot of people did skip.
But you know what? I think if you were to ask this question to Imran, Mackie, Wouter, or myself, seeing as how we've been doing a bi-weekly podcast on Civ for almost a year, what do you think? Of course we're interested in history. Next topic.
Oh, they probably think we're losers, but aside from that...
Sorry, Ken. I guess you've become a loser with us. Oh.
This is why Wadder won't tell his family.
You neither, apparently.
Yeah, I'm not telling no one. Let's move on.
Imran, why did you choose the ones that you did? You didn't give us a reason. What's going on?
Choose what?
Well, okay, that's about your speed, I know, but...
What did I choose? I don't even know.
You said a worker first, I think, didn't he?
No, I said either a worker or a warrior, depending on the situation.
Oh, so you do remember what you said.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on.
There's something we could mark a polycast. Dinner and a polycast. That sounds good.
Dinner and a polycast. What? Hey, the guy said that I sounded like I played on Warlord, so screw him.
Need someone else of his own stature to debate with.
Maybe we can...
We suck if it's to that one.
Damn it, I thought the coup that Marcos was planning was going to overthrow you. I thought it was only a little thing. I was going to be the inside man. Damn it. Apparently, we also gained a 3-month-old daughter as a fan. I don't know whether to be happy or...
or disturbed.
Anyway, they also had mailbag on the last episode 20 polycast episode, which Oz called the best polycast ever.
Yeah, so it sounds like no more legendary status. Or at least if there is legendary status, it's not going to help you as much towards your culture victory in Civ Rev as it does in Civ 4.
Watching the military advisor push little Napoleon over is quite hilarious.
Yes.
Copyright 2007, a Appleton Civilization site at appleton.net.